Buddha Dharma is simply a statement, see, about yourself. See, don't think in terms of everybody here. Don't think in terms of religion. Don't think of historical characteristics and times and places, or of a historical Shakyamuni Buddha. The Buddha's teaching is here now. It is always here now. And if you can sort through all of the intellectual, the conceptual camouflage that hides this, see, it cannot be understood. And the Buddha himself in this, or whoever put this together, and this sutra came out several hundred years, well, much longer than that, after the passing of the Buddha. See, but understand that trying to understand Buddha Dharma, trying to engage in an intellectual discussion of Buddha Dharma is fine. See, for those professors of religion and for people who are interested in the discussion of theory, see, but who are not interested in the transformation of the teaching of Buddha Dharma. Transformation only occurs through practice. It's very, very simple. See, Dogen Zenji said, if you can understand what practice is enlightenment. Mushoku, you made reference to Bodhidharma in your talk Thursday night?
Yeah.
You did. See, Bodhidharma, see, yes, he makes reference, very limited reference, to the Lankavatara Sutra. But Bodhidharma, see, coming from the West, pointing directly to the mind of the practitioner. See, where's the mind of the practitioner? Right here, right now. Now I'm going to try to play with this from a Chan, from a Zen perspective, to get you to see that all of the intellectual discourse, by the way, that's one of the reasons why we are such a small Sangha. I think it was Ishin who had said that if you didn't like doing Zazen, then you won't like the Hazy Moon. We're not interested in a variety of groups coming together to discuss the theory, the philosophy, the psychology of Buddha Dharma. There are lots of places for that. I was never interested in that. As I told Roshi, I was born into pain and suffering. I have matured into the world of pain and suffering. My professional career was in the world of pain and suffering. I'm not interested in scholastic or academic Buddha Dharma. I want blue collar Dharma, where you roll up the sleeves, you get down into the mud, and you work. And he said, I agree with you. And then 15 or 20 years later, he said to me, and it's okay to read sutras. But it took me that long to appreciate it, and I do appreciate it. But Ikkyu, a famous Zen teacher of the Ashikaga era, was the son of an emperor. And he was, his mother was, I guess they would have been considered a courtesan or a concubine, but of a lower order, see. And when he was very young, his mother left the palace and he went to study Zen in a temple. And she went to study. And in this way, Prince Ikkyu also became a student. Now this is a mother's letter to a son. And when his mother had passed on, she left him with a letter. And this is a mother who dearly, dearly loved this son. See, what an amazing letter she left to him. It reads, to Ikkyu, I have finished my life, my work in this life, and am now returning into eternity. I wish you to become a good student and to realize your Buddha nature. You will know if I am in hell and whether I am always with you or not. See, what is she talking about here? You will know if I am in hell and whether I am with you or not. Always with you or not. See, if you understand, if you can grasp your Buddha nature, you will see where this mother is. She says, if you become a man who realizes that the Buddha and his follower, Bodhidharma, are your own servants, you may leave off studying and work for humanity. This is quite lovely, see. The Buddha preached for 49 years. In all that time, found it not necessary to speak one word. You ought to know why. It's a koan. See, in the why? See, why? This isn't something that can be broken down through intellectual concepts, clever psychological arguments, philosophical arguments. See, you have to transcend the realm of discriminating consciousness. That's called practice. Without that transcendence, it is always something that's held at an arm's length. See, and it will not take care of you when you need it. See, it will fail because you will retreat into the conditioned mind of the egocentric self and you will tumble. She says, you ought to know why. And then she says, but if you don't, and yet you wish to, avoid thinking fruitlessly. See, there is the response to all of the things that I have been talking about. She signs, your mother, not born, not dead, September the 1st. This was an amazing mother. She goes, P.S. The teaching of Buddha was mainly for the purpose of enlightening others. If you are dependent on any of its methods, you are not but an ignorant insect. There are 80,000 books on Buddhism, and if you should read all of them and still not see your own nature, you will not understand even this letter. This is my will and testament. See, this is an amazing mother. What an how deeply she loved this son. See, and if you can get what she's talking about here, see, you will find the place of transcendence, the road to liberation. Now, Dogen points out that the Buddha taught that clear seeing is prajna. Clear seeing is prajna. What kind of seeing are we talking about? The Buddha continuously makes reference to see, to see, to see. And I believe Mazen was telling me, I didn't realize that I had that much of a habit, but Roshi says to see, and having been around him for 27 years, but it's more than just picking up the habits of a teacher. See, it's the only way that we can actually begin to talk about this thing. To see, can you see? This is not the seeing of the subject Nyogen seeing the object Hogen. See, not that dualistic thinking or seeing. See, but to see, and it literally is that. See, that's the best expression, to see. Clear seeing. What does clear seeing mean? See, when we enter into a state of samadhi, another one of these obscure words, and in many of the sutras they talk about all of the various samadhis, this samadhi, that, and in a way we can work with that. However, there is only samadhi. And samadhi is what? Samadhi is a state, see, of non-distracted awareness. See, remember, Buddhism isn't a study of a variety of things out here. Buddhism is the study of the self, of you, all of you sitting here. It is the study of you, not the neighbor next to you, not the family at home. It is the study of the self. Can you identify yourself? If you have trouble with that, I don't know, do we have any therapists in the house today? Sometimes we have therapists here. See, and they'll put out their shingle. See, it is the study of the self. See, that's what Buddha Dharma is. See, samadhi is a state of non-distracted awareness. The self, you there, are you aware? Are you aware of just sitting there? Don't intellectualize. Are you aware? Do you feel your back? Do you feel your butt? Can you hear? Did you hear sirens? Are you aware? There isn't anyone in this room that isn't aware. See, now don't slip into the consciousness of identifying yourself as separate. simply experience this state of awareness. Clear seeing. See, not up here confused, not up here talking to yourself, not up here defining words. Clear. A state of non-distracted awareness. That's clarity. Clear seeing. That's prajna. We have koans that work with that. If you don't see this, those of you here for service, it said if you don't see it, you don't see it even as you walk on it. See, this seeing is reality. See, it isn't the delusional state, see, of the ruminating mind and then projecting. See, projecting out into a fantasy world that you alone, see, keep trapped in there behind your eyeballs, in between your ears. This mother said, if you want to see, avoid thinking fruitlessly. See, I'm not going to develop this any further, but Dogen goes on to say in the Maha Prajna Paramita Heart Sutra, and those of you know that will be going up, that's what Yamamoto Roshi sent us. This is my Dharma uncle in our Rinzai lineage, sent us this beautiful scroll. He's older. See, Domon has met him. See, and we'll hang it in the hallway as we begin to start our training period, which is coming up soon. Our head trainee comes in from Germany. She'll be here next Friday. See, and then we'll be training for 8 weeks this summer. See, the Maha Prajna Paramita Heart Sutra. It states that form is emptiness, and emptiness is form. Form is form. Emptiness is emptiness. 100 grasses are thus, myriad forms are thus. Prajna, see? Prajna, clear seeing. See, all of this, see, empty in the sense that there isn't any fixed self, any sense of separation. There is just this body of oneness. The manifestation, he says, of the 12-fold prajna. The 12-fold prajna. Seeing. See, I see, the subject sees, the eye sees, there is an object it sees, and there is the act of seeing. What are they talking about here? The 12-fold prajna. See, clear seeing, prajna. What is prajna? Clear seeing. See, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, mind, that's what you are. And there is this most amazing process, see, of seeing, of hearing, of feeling, of thinking. See, so long as I am attached to the egocentric mind and I am understanding this from a conceptual perspective, what do? I project out separation, where there is no separation. That's why I bring in with the quantum physicists, see, that this separation is an illusion. In neurosciences, they're becoming closer and closer to this. However, without practice, there will be no great realization. The breakthrough doesn't come. However, we have to see, because this may be the way that the great teaching of Buddha Dharma begins to unfold. Shakyamuni Buddha himself wasn't the founder of a religious school. He was a tremendously scientific type. See, he sat down and he said, let's examine this very carefully. He tried all kinds of experiments to the point where he nearly killed himself. What does modern science, in theory, do? All of the sutras, everything that we're talking about here, whenever they bring up prajna. What are we talking about? Prajna is clear seeing. What are the 12-fold prajna? See, your six senses. See, and your six senses. See, if you can think about it, this is what you are. You're seeing right now. You're hearing right now. You have ears. See, you're hearing sound. There is a process of hearing. See, this is, again, nothing other than prajna. What are you? Prajna. What else is prajna? Prajna, see, is samadhi. What is samadhi? A state of non-distracted awareness. Well, you can't understand that. Understanding, see, immediately removes you from a state of non-distracted awareness. That's why we practice. That's why we cultivate, in the Japanese, they call it joriki. That's the strength. The strength to do what? To hold the mind still, not the suppression of thought, but to hold the mind still. See, in this single point of being. See, just here. And it has to become effortless. Not such an easy thing to do. See, we continuously return to this now. We return to the now. Interestingly enough, you never leave the now. See, but what you can do is you can tumble. See, in the delusional state of the egocentric realm, that's called samsara, and that is guaranteed pain and suffering. See, this is simply what the Buddha himself, through his experimentation, see, and what he eventually did, he simply sat down, analyzed, pulled it all together, and sat there in this state of non-distracted awareness until there was the spontaneous arising of prajna, of wisdom. And what is this spontaneous arising of prajna? Clear seeing. See, clear seeing. No confusion. What does this mother say? Avoid thinking fruitlessly. Now, remember, it isn't the suppression of thought. See, Dogen will say, just don't think about your thoughts. See, fruitlessly thinking. See? He says there is also, see, the fourfold noble truth, prajna. See, what is prajna? Suffering, craving, freedom from suffering, and the path. See, again, what is the path? Clear seeing. See? That's clear seeing. That's the path. Where is the path? It's right here. Now, the practice is to stay awake. Right here. Now, what I can guarantee you from my limited efforts, see, is that this will not fail you. And you will experience your life in a totally different way. See, and it literally is true, as I say right here, right now. Can you see this? See, if you don't see what it is that I'm talking about, then all of this talk will be nothing but confusion. If you can see this, now you know what you have to sustain. Any talking about this is simply a distraction. See, that's why we go into retreats where we sustain this effort for longer periods of time to break the addiction to the ruminating mind, what this mother is talking about. See, you have to break the addiction, see, to continuously thinking about whatever it is you're thinking about. See, what is the only experience that you can have? What is the only place that you have power? And what is the only decision you have to make? See, this is the only place you can ever be. This is the only place you can ever be. If you're looking at the hazy moon, you're missing it. See? And this is the only thing that you have to sustain. This clear seeing. If you can do this, see, a transformation takes place. It's called enlightenment. See, it's called enlightenment. Enlightenment is real.